folks, that is a canned drum track, and I know many musicians, especially acoustic musicians, despise drum machines and metronomes. They're so representative of all the sampled process music of today. But for these distance recordings, we do have to have a strict timekeeper that everyone can walk into. The next step is to lay down the rhythm track. For this recording, I'm using an acoustic electric 12-string, unamplified, and I'm using an open E tuning, the same thing that Dylan used for this. This is actually the hardest part of the recording because although there are only three chords in these Dylan songs, you've got to play them for 3 or 4 minutes, and of course there's no other instruments, but it sounds like this. Tracks get added in next. They really set the structure up for the song because they determine where the solos are going to fall, and they also give the lead instruments something to play off of. And now we come to the truly painful part of the evening. This is where the artist bears his soul to the audience with a personal revelation. I started this cycle of Dylan recordings for this group, and so what that meant was I had to lay down the initial vocal tracks. So I'm going to play for you something now that so far only two other people in the world have heard, and that is my initial vocal tracks on this. And after sitting around this circle of musicians this afternoon, it's going to be especially hard for all of us. Here we go. By my door, it's never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. Been shooting in the dark too long, and something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Yeah. I could drop my voice a few octaves, I could do it as a rap tune. Anyways. That's what we need. The next step is all these tracks get shipped off to Elizabeth in Massachusetts, who mercifully replaces that vocal track with one of her own. It comes back to me, I add in the electric guitars, and then it's sent off to Gary in Colorado, who on this recording, I believe, added keyboards. And the final step is to get the final mix just right, get the blend of the instruments and the voices where they are. So now that you've heard the crude demos, let's go to the final piece. This is EFG doing You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go.